Lyric storyline, from what I've seen in the trailer, is something that we haven't really seen before. When you think about South African content, you get your stereotypical things like apartheid, Nelson Mandela, you get your politics, but this is something really fresh and something new and something exciting, and it gives me Ray Donovan Ozark vibes. Can you tell us a little bit about what we can expect in the series?
Yes, absolutely. I think the Ray Donovan Ozark thing is appropriate to make that comparison. It's definitely Don Lurik and his family is definitely in that realm, and it certainly is a post-apartheid story. It's got it's set in Pretoria in the present time, and Don Lurik's family member gets kidnapped and he has to make deals with enemies and reject some of his friends in order to get this person back, and a lot of action, a lot of really cool stuff, and the scripts are great, so I'm excited for people to see it. We've been talking about it now for the last month, and we'll be selling it for the next 2 weeks, but I'd love to come back in a month or two, or maybe call in if I'm in the States, and see what the listeners think of it. You know, people can call in and say,
from what little we can tell from the trailer on YouTube, which I love, by the way, there are many twists and turns in this story, because the main character, Don Lurik, doesn't strike me as just a straightforward good guy, like the main character, that there are going to be some interesting twists.
Yes, absolutely. No, that's one of the attractions for me, was that yes, it's the lead in the show, but it's certainly not the conventional good guy or conventional bad guy, for that matter. He's definitely both, you know. So we can certainly say he's an alpha male, and will do anything to protect his family.
What's your preference, by the way, good guy or bad guy roles?
You know, it depends. It all depends on the script. I don't know. They're both cool, but generally the bad guys are more fun, because you get to start the fire and, you know, kiss the girl and walk out of the door and leave everything in shambles.
You do get shot in the end, though.
Yeah, you do get shot, but it's worth it. Yeah.
Lurik is going to be released globally. So what Netflix gets really right is that they dub these series and films into many different languages, but they also allow you to watch the production in the language that it was filmed in. Like, say, for example, people can watch it in Afrikaans with the subtitles, or we can watch it dubbed into whatever language we like. And I'm hoping that people all over the world will actually watch it in Afrikaans, because Afrikaans is such a beautifully expressive language, and it flows so beautifully, and it's guttural, and it's so special. And I'm hoping that this will expose Afrikaans to people from Tokyo to, to
Bogota,
Australia.
Bogota, Colombia.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And are you also hoping that Afrikaans will reach more people?
Yes, I am. I mean, this is the first one for Netflix in Afrikaans. And when I say in Afrikaans, it's probably 40% Afrikaans, 60% English, the show, as we speak in South Africa. We mix all the languages. And it's being dubbed into 5 different languages all over the world. So it will be. It'll be a treat to have people watch it in Afrikaans. Chances are they'll probably watch it with subtitles in English in the States. But if they want to hear Afrikaans in Europe, which they haven't, that would be very cool. So we'll see what the feedback is on that. But the show's great. I can't wait for you guys to see it.
We can't wait either.
I'm looking forward to it as well. You sound excited about it.
I am. I'm really pumped about it. It's very difficult to, as an actor, to go out and talk about something that you've done if you don't like it. But in this case, I really like the show. It's been 6 years in the making now, and like I said, 6 hours of everything that we could throw at it. So and we're going to release it worldwide. That's the fun thing. You can, you know, when I left here 40 years ago, well, 30 years ago, I went to the States to go and work, because you were limited here. If you made a film here, it was just going to get shown here. But now with Netflix, you can make something here and it can get seen all over the world in Afrikaans. So it's exciting.
The stunts look amazing. You do your own?
No, I'm too old now. I don't bounce anymore. I'll do as much as I can. But if there's a point where I think, oh, I'm going to bend my finger, then I say no. Call those young guys. I can't do this.